They're known as some of the original recyclers. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association is a sponsor of the Business News Hour. With members in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand, delivering ag parts to farmers and ranchers. NTPDA.com.
Welcome back to Insight on Business, the News Hour. Grateful that you're listening to us from wherever on the planet you happen to reside. With me are two individuals who are journalistic experts. They have been in the field of reporting rural and agricultural news for decades, actually. And you would recognize my first guest. He is Lyle Mueller. Lyle is the former executive director of Iowa Watch, and Pam Dempsey, who is the executive director of Investigate Midwest. Recently, there's been a press release indicating that these two organizations are forming a joint relationship to report on issues of rural concern and agriculture. Pam, Lyle, welcome to the Business News Hour. Grateful you're taking the time to be with us today.
Thank you, Michael.
Thank you. Nice to meet you.
All right. There's a lot to unpack here. First of all, let's talk a little bit about the history of Iowa Watch, very briefly, Lyle, and also the history of Investigate Midwest. We'll start, Lyle, with you. What has Iowa Watch been in the past?
Iowa Watch is a nonprofit, nonpartisan news organization, and it existed for three reasons. One was to do public service journalism free for the public as a public service and to distribute that news through various news outlets. The second part was education, to train college students, and we did work with high school students as well, to train these students to do journalism at a high ethical level. And then the third part was sustainability. And we've been in existence for 12 years after being founded at the University of Iowa, doing journalism that we felt other news organizations didn't have the time or the capabilities of, not because there was something wrong with them, but because of their capacity to do so.
And we're seeing that across the United States, where the newsrooms in many newspapers, radio stations, television stations tend to hollow out. And there are more pieces of, well, of competition, if you will, out there. There is the world of podcasting, for example, that is caught fire across the United States over the past 5 to 10 years. And programs like ours and many, many others that are doing news. And so the consumer has many different outlets to be able to ingest news. Would that be accurate, Lyle?
Yes, there's certainly been a lot of disruption in the industry. We focus on newspapers because of dropping circulations or newspapers that have been forced to close. But for me, that's not the argument. The argument is, do we have journalism? Mm-hmm. And journalism is not dead. It's just being produced and distributed in different disruptive ways. So, for example, Iowa Watch was a disruptor. The Midwest Center for Investigative Reporting is a disruptor. Podcasts and bloggers. But our thought was, let's make sure that journalism is good and sound so that people understand the truth that's out there.
And that's so very important. Pam Dempsey, welcome. You're the executive director of the Midwest Center for Investigative Reporting, also known as Investigate Midwest. Give us a brief history of your organization.
Certainly. The Cliff Notes version is the organization started out as the Missouri Center for Investigative Reporting in 2009. It covered the state. The ED at the time and the founder was a one-man operation who realized, of course, it is a lot. He required a nonprofit license for this, or designation for this. So connecting with Brant Houston, who reimagined this as a news outlet, nonprofit, nonpartisan, moving it to Illinois, where we could zero in on agriculture and agribusiness. Because at the time, and still I think it's fairly true, there's not a lot of consistent, critical, and accountability reporting on agriculture, on agribusiness, in a way that's meant for the consumer or a general audience versus the trade magazines you may have for farmers or advocates who have a clear agenda at the end. So,
and there are all kinds of issues that face not only agriculture, but also our rural centers, which are out there. The recent census indicates, in Iowa at least, that only five counties actually grew. The rest of the counties had a decrease in population. The age of individuals living in rural parts of the country continues to increase. And economic development has become difficult in many areas. How will this merger of Investigate Midwest and Iowa Watch, how do you think that that will impact the opportunities in many of our communities out there as far as the journalism that's shared and what could be on the other side?
Well, I want to say, just in quick clarification, Investigate Midwest acquired Iowa Watch. So we took them on, brought them on under our umbrella as a newsroom there. So just a quick point of clarification on that. I think, you know, you mentioned, of course, declining populations in rural areas, economy, but I think to me, that lends itself to all the more reason why we should be there. You have, as Lyle mentioned, growing news deserts. So for your audience, news deserts are places that do not have local coverage of the stories in their area or consistent coverage. So for us, I think it's opportunity because ideally the subjects that we're covering are very much in these rural areas in the Midwest. And it's almost farming and agriculture is almost synonymous with rural communities. I think for us, I see this as opportunity, as a much needed opportunity to be there and to cover these things in a way that maybe hasn't been done before. I'm going to go again, point to accountability reporting, to public service reporting, as Lyle mentioned. I think what we do, we cannot be everywhere at all times. We cannot be all things to all people. But what we can do is make the effort, the very best effort we can give to reporting issues that do have real impact, that do have are really, you know, impacting the people that live with them.
Sure. I want to come back to the mechanics of this for just a moment. As far as Investigate Midwest and acquiring
yes.
Iowa Watch, this would, I would assume, based on what I've read and seen, that this will augment the staff that's actually reporting on these critical issues. Would that be accurate?
Yeah, I mean, we're really fortunate. We're really fortunate, and dare I say, blessed with this opportunity because Iowa has, and Iowa Watch has a stellar team. They have a really active, engaged board of directors. They have a wonderful homegrown, if you will, editor. They have a fabulous woman who believes in this mission and is out there touting it and raising money and pushing, generating interest and excitement and dollars behind what it is that we do, which we very much need. So for us, Midwest, we're also coincidentally are growing. With this acquisition, we were able to, there's a organization called Report for America. We'll fund reporters in areas and smaller areas. And it's great. It really helps out the organization. We're able to add a full-time reporter come summer to the Iowa newsroom. So that's helped on one sense of we're able to bring in some support that will allow the Iowa team to do the work they do best. And I mean, I think it's a, for us, it's a blessing and it's a really great move all around.
You know, when Pam was saying it's not a merger, you know, your audience is going to know that there's a difference between merger and acquisition, and that merger actually is a specific term, but we are melding together our efforts because we have such similar missions. And also, you know, we have to be sustainable. And there are funders out there who are saying, you have two small organizations uh-huh. in side-by-side states who are trying to do the same kind of work. Why are you working separately when you could work better together? Yeah. And in fact, if you work better together, we would view you more favorably as a growing organization. So it's not a sense of somebody gobbling up an Iowa business. Rather, it's Iowans being involved with a Midwest effort in Illinois and sharing a mission in the two states where we can do reporting on the Midwest that has much more impact than if we were doing it individually.
You must have been looking at my notes because I was about to ask the question about the business model. And so you're absolutely right. These are nonprofit organizations that rely, I suspect, a great deal on individuals donating to the work that you're doing. And why not have one entity rather than two competing? My guests are Pam Dempsey. She's the executive director of Investigate Midwest. And from Iowa Watch, our good friend Lyle Mahler. All right, let's talk about agriculture and rural for a moment. One of the things I think that we think about here in the Midwest is that agriculture is all corn, soybeans, cattle, and hogs. You go out to a place like California where they have in the valley out there 238 different varieties of crops that they grow. We're pretty almost monoculture in a sense. What impact does agriculture have in the Midwest on not only individuals living there, but on the national landscape itself? Anybody want to go with that?
Well, I think in Iowa and in Illinois and also Minnesota and other Midwest states, we've expanded what we're talking about when we talk about agriculture. So, for example, wind power, wind farms, and that, you know, again, we use energy and we see the windmills up in farmland. That has an impact on people who own the farmland and people who consume energy. It has an impact on the taxes collected in our states. So, you know, we look a little bit farther than, you know, the food that's produced. And your question is a good one, because a lot of people think of agriculture as food produced and they're totally clueless about how many products come out of a kernel of corn.
Right.
When you seep corn and you can create plastics and syrups and all of these different things that you wouldn't think of that come out of that. So the wide-ranging impact still is huge, and we're redefining farming all of the time in our country. And what a better place than the Midwest than to explore some of those dynamics.
And to that, point, let's chat a little bit about, you mentioned wind power and the opportunities that are there to talk about how agriculture as a whole can become what? More sustainable for the future? I mean, we talk about topsoil loss. We talk about pollution in our rivers and streams. We talk about the opportunity to fix some of those issues. Are these things that the organization will be talking about so that consumers have perhaps a better understanding of what we face?
Well, that's the power of the reporting, right? It's the knowledge that that needs to exist. So in a democracy, we need knowledge so that we can make informed decisions about who has power over us at a government level or some sort of entity that has this authority to affect our lives. And we think that shining a light on agriculture and rural affairs will help better inform people living there, but also people who don't live there and are impacted by it. It's all about the transparency of what is going on. If Iowa Watch or Midwest Center were to report on these individually, you would say, well, that's a nice problem for Iowa to solve. Mm-hmm. But if you think about us combining our efforts and reporting about it as the Midwest condition, now all of a sudden it's a problem the Midwest needs to solve. And by extension, the country needs to solve. And so that's where the reporting can have its power, is by shedding light on information so that decision makers have that information and the people who put decision makers in the place to have that influence have the information as well.
April is a month where some people celebrate something called 420. 420 is a slang word or a slang option that, that obliquely talks about marijuana and marijuana production. One of the things that is curious about that product, if you will, or that agricultural commodity, in many places it is the difference between states where recreational use of marijuana is allowed and states where it is not, where it's prosecuted heavily. And because Illinois is a recreational state and Iowa is not, and we are separated by the Mississippi River, And when we take a look at what other states have done across the country, as they utilize revenues from the growth and sale of cannabis, is that something that you might want to take a look at?
You're asking me specifically if we're going to be in looking at or reporting on marijuana and the differences between the two states. Did I hear that right?
Yes.
I don't know. I the things that we look at, this is a reply that I used to get from editors a lot as a reporter, and it just depends. And I hate that reply, but it's true. I think it just depends on the story angle that we're looking at. Very specifically to something like marijuana growth. It certainly is a hot issue. I think what though we bring to subjects like that is we're not on a daily news cycle, or we're not on a not very deadline driven, right? So for us, in the way we evaluate stories that we cover is certainly evaluating the potential impact from the topic that we're looking at. Really, who are we holding accountable with those stories? So, I don't know. Who knows?
Maybe
your listeners could subscribe to our email and keep an eye on it. Or also, I do want to say, though, we're always open to story tips and ideas. And certainly, we'd love to hear from anyone who has thoughts about this.
If people are thinking about volunteering to freelance that kind of story, we're not taking applications.
I understand. All right. Final question for both of you. Ingestion of this information that you're going to be reporting on as you look at rural issues and agricultural issues here in the Midwest. I'm aware that Iowa Watch in the past has made these stories available to journalists across the spectrum. I suspect, correct? Is that going to be the same method that you're going to be using from Investigate Midwest?
Absolutely. I mean, our stories right now, I don't believe this is going to be changing at all, are free for republication. We just, of course, like a lot of other nonprofit, nonpartisan news outlets, require credit for what is republished. So yes, no, that's going to continue to happen. Also, one thing, again, we're bringing to this space is data. So what we tend to do is the data that we use in our reporting, we make available online. So for other journalists or interested audience members can take that, download it, analyze it, report something locally if you're a journalist, or for your own edification.
Sure.
So yes, there's available. One thing I did want to point out too is that, you know, traditionally in traditional media, there's a lot of competition. We are part of a great network. This is where we really met. Iowa Watch is through the Institute for Nonprofit News. So we have a great network of people, and it's a lot of collaboration. Our rural coverage is through the Institute for Nonprofit News, INN, Rural News Network, of which Investigate Midwest is one of the top two or three key newsroom hubs for this. But we're providing data on these, on ag, on other things to help reporters report on this in their own communities.
And how important all of this is. Pam, thank you so very much. Lyle, good to visit with you again. Congratulations on what appears to be a major influence for individuals who are interested in the world of rural and agriculture, not only in the Midwest, but I'm sure that many of these stories will trickle and find their way out to both coasts as well. So thank you very much for your time. Appreciate it, and good luck to both of you.
Thank you, Michael.
Thank you, Michael.
Once again, that's the voice of Lyle Muller and Pam Dempsey from the Midwest Center for Investigative Reporting, also known as Investigate Midwest. And yes, we will have links on the radio blog so you can learn more about this organization and even perhaps support it. Well, that's a wrap for today. Thanks so very much for joining us. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For Lyle Muller and for Pam Dempsey, my name is Michael Libby. Have yourself a great evening. Be safe, be well, be careful, most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.